The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the Morning Team. Every week at this time, it's our tech talk guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so this week's topic, some big-name retailers keeping an eye on you, right? They want to know how you shop, why you shop, what you're shopping for. Habits.
Exactly. It's pretty creepy, actually.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we talked about retail stores putting in cameras so that they recorded and identified people walking down the street and then changed their window displays to advertising to what that person's gender may be looking for. Well, now, supermarkets, particularly Kroger and Walmart, are using new smart shelves with cameras and sensors to track what we look at as we pick up items in the grocery store.
Okay, so smart shelves. This is interesting. Okay, so how does it work? I mean, is something actually in the shelf for me? Because, you know, we talked before about the cameras, you know, you see when you're in the, you know, if you're in the tool aisle or something like at a Home Depot and there's a big camera that pops on, or if you're in a medicine aisle or a baby formula aisle, you know, how the camera pops up and it says, hey, you're being recorded. This is different, right?
Well, it's a similar technology by Microsoft.
Okay.
But these cameras are actually on the shelves. They're pretty much at eye level, so they can identify the individual standing in front of that shelf.
Ah, yes.
It estimates your age and your gender. It targets ads for you. And the problem with the smart shelf shelves and the smart shelf tags is that they can, in fact, allow for instant price changes. How can that not go wrong?
Wait a minute. I don't even know how it works if you got, you know, I mean, if you got different people in an aisle looking at something. That's very confusing. Do we know if that's been done at all? Would they admit that?
Well, no, they're not admitting that at all. As a matter of fact, okay. Both Kroger and Walmart say that they'd never use this technology for surge pricing.
Ah, okay. Of course.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, we do. Got a bridge.
No, so say. Just imagine, you got a snowstorm coming and all of a sudden milk and bread prices skyrocket.
Well,
things like that.
Yeah, because we had talked about there was pushback because, you know, I always feel like they will sometimes, as you know, they'll float things out there just to kind of see if anyone's paying attention. Remember, there was some kind of like burger chain that was going to, maybe might have been, I don't know if it was Wendy's, but, you know, I think there was some kind of dynamic pricing. They were going to do something like the burger would go up at noon, but it might be less expensive at 11 or 1. And people said, no, that's ridiculous. And they weren't going to put up with it. And then it kind of just like quietly went away. So I feel like those kind of things have been talked about and pushed, but I don't know how people are going to react to that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to react to it poorly.
No.
Regulators are investigating this, but for now, this is becoming part of our everyday grocery shopping. It's just something that we have to be aware of. We also have to be active in fighting these things. And we really don't have any good privacy protection in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another attempt to attack our privacy.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the other way. I don't know, you know, as if it could identify you. I'd like to maybe I'll sell you the item based on about how much money you make.
Exactly right. They're looking at you to see what you picked up. Let's say you picked up a major brand of an item, held it in your hand for a few seconds, put it back down, and took the store brand. They're watching and monitoring and recording this.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to know exactly what the patterns are. And, you know, not that we know that stores have always had data, but it was always done, you know, in an old-fashioned way. If you had somebody going around, like, watching or taking, you know, notes or something like that. But it seems more insidious now.
Exactly. And they're not telling you that these cameras are doing this. So that's the thing. There's no actual sign saying you'll be recorded and we're looking at everything you buy here.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Well, because we know, you know, obviously we get why it's so competitive, this industry. You know, places like Kroger and Walmart are the giants, but, you know, they're competing with, you know, a bunch of people in this space. And specifically when it comes to, you know, store-bought brands or whatever. In the old days, you just find out, you know, hey, what sells more and that kind of thing. But now they really want to know, you know, what you're picking up, what you're looking at, you know, how you're looking at the label maybe. and what makes you make your decisions, I guess.
Exactly. They're going to be able to tell exactly what our needs and wants are based on our activity in the stores. And I'm sure this is going to go back the other way, too. They'll be able to go back to their vendors saying, look, your product was picked up by 3,000 people, put back by 2,995. Your pricing might be wrong. Let's do something about it.
Yeah.
So it can go good. It can be bad.
But yeah, no, I definitely don't like that other stuff. And, you know, I mean, if we're going to go as a group on stuff, guys, I think you got to be against dynamic pricing. I don't like it in any level. I mean, I don't want to bring, I don't even like it if you're driving into a city. I don't like dynamic pricing at all. I don't like HOT, you know, the tolls that go up when the traffic's busy. We don't have that, but we know they do that elsewhere too, David. You want to go in the carpool lane? Oh, well, it's busy. You got to pay more. And so I don't like any of that stuff. I just think it should be a fixed price and let the marketplace enjoy it that way. But I can see, you know, other people would say that's more letting the marketplace decide. But I think it could be confusing, especially if it does get into things with a storm or whatever. I think, you know, I don't know. I feel like there could be lawsuits or something.
Perhaps. And that's why we want to look at all this now and try to help the state and the government make decisions on this. Before the retailers just run wild with it.
Any tips, David, on how people can perhaps protect yourself or what they can look for? I mean, can I go and see, have you seen any of these shelves, like in a store?
I've seen some of the smart shelves. I have not seen the cameras yet.
Okay.
So, but then I don't shop Kroger or Walmart. Walmart is a much better deal. Shopping from home and free delivery, so
yeah. We
don't walk around the stores.
No, and
the
Kroger's not around here, yeah.
Right. Now, protect yourself, you can just use cash, because then there's one little less piece of information they have on you. Skip the store loyalty apps.
Oh, yeah.
Turn off Bluetooth and don't auto-join the store's Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Because obviously then they have more information on you there. And then, funny thing, you know, I don't know if I'd do this. I can picture it in old cartoons, but wear a hat and sunglasses.
You know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you got the hat, the sunglasses. Maybe it's the Groucho. You know, the little fake mustache.
Right.
I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever you got to do. But you know, people will adapt. That's for sure as well. And very scary. Very scary stuff. All right. Well, people are watching you. They want to know how you shop. And David, where can people go to read more of the blog?
You can go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link.
David Snell, xsmartit. David Snell, xsmartit.com. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too. David Snell, xsmartit in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time on WATD. That is watching me.